Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Tomorrow on Fox, USA's World Cup dream comes down to this: win in advance. This is the all-or-nothing game that the entire country will be watching. USA, Iran. Coverage begins at 1 p.m. Eastern on Fox and the Fox Sports app.
You're making me nervous just talking about the promo. I can't watch them without being on pins and needles. It's not an enjoyable experience.
Oh, it's fun.
Oh, it's just, I feel like a fan because I can root for this. I'm rooting for the flag. I'm rooting for the country.
You're a fan when you watch USC.
A little bit, yeah. But I'm not anti-Notre Dame or anti-UCLA. Like, I'm rooting solely for one country.
Yeah, I'm not rooting against Iran. I'm rooting for the U.S.
All right.
I think I'll call 2-0 U.S. wins.
1-0, I'll take it.
U.S., right?
I'm not getting greedy. 1-0, out of the group stage, more than satisfied. We'll find out if they play Gio Reyna. A lot of people are wondering what's going on there. Greg Jennings is joining us. 10 years in the league, a 2-time Pro Bowler, both with the Packers. So let's start with this. I'll just say it. I feel like the identity of Green Bay, I don't know what it is. I keep watching them get pushed around when they play physical teams. I've seen it with San Francisco. I see it with Philadelphia. I've seen it. They were pretty good against Tennessee, but I don't know. I do feel like in these big physical battles, they always feel like the second most physical team. Do you see that?
Yeah, I see it now. And I think a large part of that is when you don't have a guy like Rashawn Gary or Devondre Campbell, guys who are really adamant and integral pieces to your defense that really help you be more stout, that brings that physicality, that loudness that we see on the football field when we talk about defenses. When those two guys were on the field, teams weren't running on this football team like they are now. Kenny Clark has kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
He hasn't been kind of the anchor in the middle, which is strange. We haven't talked about that a lot, but largely to your point, yes, they are getting softer as the season go on because they're losing guys, not because they're a soft defense, but because they're losing important pieces that allow them to be tougher.
Yeah. Jordan Love played last night. What did you see, Greg?
I loved everything about what I saw. And one of the reasons why I believe he played so well, even though it was, again, it's small sample size, was he's never been in a position where there's no great there's no high expectations. There's no pressure on Jordan Love right now, because this is not a 13-win team. This is not a Aaron Rodgers coming off back-to-back and performing like he's going to go back-to-back-to-back MVP type of play performance-wise. So there's really no pressure of Jordan Love to perform at a high level or to be the guy that we see, oh, can he do it? He's just out there playing ball. And you can tell that he's put time in with these guys that he's on the field with. He's been on the sideline, not just taking notes, but absorbing a lot of information. He looked very comfortable. He looked like he was throwing on time. There's a couple plays on that final, even after the touchdown throw he threw to Christian Watson, which was great, that just made me wonder, like, I think he has it.
Yeah.
A pass in particular to Alan Lazard that was in a window where he threw it kind of behind. And if you're a novice fan, you're like, oh, you got to get that ball out front. Well, he didn't. He threw it exactly where he needed to throw it for his receiver to be protected. I liked a lot of what I saw about out of Jordan Love last night.
Yeah, no, so did I. So explain this to me. I always felt this a little bit with Eli Manning. I feel it with Justin Herbert. I felt it for years with Russell Wilson. Some quarterbacks are better in the two-minute drill. Explain how that's possible when there's more pressure. Often they know you're throwing it. Here comes the pass rush. You probably have less design plays. You got a smaller package to work with. And I watch Herbert and I'm like, that's his fourth time I've watched him just overcome stuff down the stretch. You've been in these huddles. And then the two-minute drill is harder and faster and quicker, and there's hand signals. Explain how you could be better with that.
So oddly enough, like, I've always felt like that as a player as well. And when you watch, you feel like as a fan, you're watching your team go on a two-minute drive, and it's like, why don't we play like this all the time? Well, it's hard to play like that all the time when you know you have four downs and you're just playing ball. A lot of times when quarterbacks and offenses get in those positions, there's not a lot of thinking. There, you have to react and play. The defense is going to give you what they're going to give you. You have the play. You might have an RPO off that play. You may not, but the play is the play. Make it work. And that's where you see guys at their best, because it's not about what play is being called. It's how you execute the play that has been called.
Okay.
And everybody has to depend on one another. A lot of quarterbacks don't have to think any longer. They just go out there and they play ball. They have one play at a time, and they have four downs. Again, it's pressure, but it's a different type of pressure.
So I got to ask you this. When you had Favre as your quarterback and Aaron Rodgers was the backup, you obviously on more than one occasion probably thought, that kid can spin it. So Zach Wilson sits and Mike White comes in, and I'm watching the game, and by about the third quarter, I'm like, the fifth round kid is better than the number two pick. He's a better NFL player.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Tell me.
Yes. Colin, and what I think we're all missing is Mike White did this in the rain. He did this in not optimum conditions. Everything about him, it was nothing like really special, but what the way that Zach Wilson has played, or the lack of performance that he has showcased, allowed us to see a guy that popped off the screen immediately.
Yeah.
Getting rid of the ball, being decisive, throwing to his checkdowns. He has receivers that can actually play ball. Garrett Wilson, Elijah Moore, who we knew Elijah Moore wanted out. Now he's like, I'm all in. Why? Why did he want out? Now my mind tells me, shoot, he probably felt like this guy isn't it. So when you look at what all Mike White means and brought to that team yesterday, it is huge, and I think it's going to be huge for them moving forward.
Finally, Russell Wilson got screamed at by a teammate. Have you been on a sideline and seen a defensive guy attack an old guy when the offense is struggling? Now, you played with Favre and Aaron, not much, but is it uncomfortable? What does it do? Does it resonate? Does it last? Is there bitterness?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That you have to – I'll take you to the New York Jets again. When you hear Zach Wilson respond to reporters not taking accountability in the way that he did, brushed it off. Like, guys are gonna react to that. The locker room starts to talk. As a head coach, as coaches, as execs, you have to listen to the greater majority of that locker room. When you see guys who don't lash out the way that we saw yesterday with Denver, defensively coming at your guy who we've heard Nathaniel Hackett at the beginning of the season talk about how this was all about Russell Wilson. And Russell Wilson, it's we're going to make sure that he's good. We're going to make sure that he has what he needs. This is about Russell Wilson. Well, when you're asking a guy or you're making it about a guy that is not allowing us to win, who is not being an effective part of why we should be winning, but he is being an effective part of why we are not winning, you're going to start getting outlashes like this, and you're going to have to start addressing it from a team perspective. You're going to have to listen to what they're saying in that locker room. Again, Denver is in a tough situation because you paid Russell Wilson a ton of money to come there and produce. He has not produced. Guys get frustrated when you see a price tag on an individual. And again, guys aren't trying to count each other's money. But when you see a guy making the amount of money that Russell Wilson is making and he's performing the way that Russell Wilson is performing, is very problematic.
First things first, Greg will be on it. Great seeing you again, Greg, as always.
Absolutely.
You bet. It that was pretty intense. But I may love – listen, I have no problem acknowledging when I whiff. I was right on the Zach Wilson thing. I was wrong on the Sam Darnold thing. Should be noted, Sam Darnold looked very effective yesterday. 11 completions, no interception, leading Carolina to a W. Want to bring that up.
Do you think the social media crowd would freak out if, like, during a commercial break, I went over to you and started shouting stuff like, let's go, Cowherd, come on, get it together. Would people be breaking that down and,
I think
and
so.
Uproarious
But
online?
I would listen. I would want to be coachable. If I was not delivering these gems of wisdom, I would.
Pearls of wisdom left and right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, since you're in such a good mood, why don't we start with your buddy, Joe Burrow? How about the Cincinnati Bengals? I was wrong once again. One of my few whiffs this weekend. Bengals go to Tennessee, no Mixon, no Chase, and get the dub. Burrow, 270 yards passing. And T. Higgins, by the way, how good of a game did he have? Burrow identified he was going against a rookie kid out of McCreary, I think out of Auburn.
Yeah.
And T. Higgins just mossed him a couple times.
Second week in a row. I mean, it's pretty hard when you're missed. That's what I say. Justin Herbert has not had Mike Williams. Left tackle's gone for the year. When these young quarterbacks, whenever you give me excuses, well, Daniel Jones doesn't have this. Justin Herbert's receivers have missed like 10 games combined this year. His left tackle's gone. Make plays. Burrow, no Chase. Make plays. If you're constantly defending your quarterback, you don't have a franchise quarterback. Because Burrow, O-line issues, receiver, back, and he just keeps winning.
The only thing I didn't like, Colin, he was doing a lot of running out of the pocket,
yep,
and he didn't always slide. He took some hits.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the hit he took against Washington where he broke his leg or what ACL or whatever.
Yeah.
He's got to be careful, Colin. KC this week.
Herbert and Burrow took some shots.
Yeah. Don't want your franchise quarterbacks taking shots like that. All right, next up, 49ers defense. Sean Payton spoke about them. I mean, swarming in the 13-0 win.
That was
over
a
the
big sack, yeah.
First times New Orleans has been shut out since, here in the notes says 2002, I think it's 2001. San Fran, four straight games without allowing any second half points.
When we show that video there, look how aggressive and hard the Niners play. Even on that fumble that we just showed, you could show it again. They just play with a speed and a physicality.
There's like seven guys around the ball at all
at
times.
At all times. Even when they miss. Look how hard they play. Everybody swarming, physical. And because everybody knows that every unit's got a Pro Bowler, they play so aggressive. They know they can make a mistake, and they've got a Pro Bowler behind them.
The safety, what's
Hufanga
his name?
From USC.
Dude, he is unbelievable. He's like the new Polamalu. I know that's cheap because of the hair stuff, but he is just unbelievable.
Well, Fred Warner's the best linebacker. Yeah. Bosa's unblockable. Yeah. I mean, by the way, they got that corner from Kansas City. He's been good. And they've had injuries. And they're right now playing through injuries on defense.
Tell me, listen, I know Jets-Vikings is exciting, and I think Bengals-Chiefs is very good. I think Dolphins-49ers.
Game of the day.
I think it's a game I'm most
excited
for.
Greatest offense, best defense. Classic clash.
And usually offense beats defense in the NFL.
Well, these days, yeah.
I don't know about here. Mm. All right, finally, Week 12 wraps up tonight. Jeez, I totally forgot about this game. Steelers-Colts.
Ugh.
Big AFC matchup for Pittsburgh. They're still barely, I think, mathematically eligible for a playoff spot. Haven't missed the playoffs since 2019. Colts are 1-1, but 2-0 against the spread since Jeff Saturday became the interim head coach. I mean, Mike Tomlin versus Jeff Saturday.
Well, listen, I watch sports all weekend, so I'm tonight and it's dinner with Ann.
You're doing honey-dos, call them on the streets?
Yeah, I mean, I got soccer tomorrow, four straight days. Tonight's like, you know what? I'm not going to watch. There's nothing to be gained here. My eyes
football,
will thank me.
Gambling, a spread. Foxbet has it as Colts 2.5.
Where's it at?
It's in Indy. So Pittsburgh's offense in a dome, to me, is a little bit exciting. I think Pittsburgh wins outright. TJ Watt, by the way.
Pittsburgh plus 2.5.
Dude, Matt Ryan against TJ Watt.
All right, I'll take Pitts. I'll listen to you,
J-Mac.
You'll
ride me. Let's go, Steelers. What does Russell Wilson say? Let's ride? Let's ride, Mike Tomlin. Let's go.
I don't know if he's saying it anymore after he got screamed at this weekend.
Also, I do have, because you care, Michael Pittman and Jonathan Taylor in fantasy.
Oh,
so I need
Indy
to show up. Yeah, deeply concerned about my fantasy.
Deeply concerned about that. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Did you see?
I saw
news.
This stat. Including play. This is crazy. Including playoffs. Yesterday was the first time a Tom Brady-led team lost a game leading by a touchdown or more in the final 2 minutes of regulation. He was 218-0. So if you watch them now, Bruce Arians has value because they're not very well coached. And offensively, first of all, there were like 32 seconds left in regulation, and they played to like go to overtime. That was weird.
Why is he saving the timeouts? Did you see that?
Yes. And then they had the 4th and 2 at the 37 in the fourth quarter, and they took a intentional delay of game so they could punt it. You've got Tom Brady.
Leftwich and Bowles are coming under fire in Tampa right now. It's not pretty. They are unhappy with them.
Here's Bowles explaining that weird decision, that weird drive in regulation.
That clock was going to run down. We didn't have enough to stop it right there. So it was overtime right there, right off the top. Once we couldn't get the other play, Julio made a great play, and we couldn't get there. It was going overtime.
Offensive head coaches, 6-2 against defensive head coaches yesterday. Yeah, so I just thought the Buccaneers, you know, Tom Brady and Bruce Arians may have had their issues, but one of them was LFG and one of them was no risk it, no biscuit. So they were aggressive. They were go for it guys. And they may have different philosophies, but when I don't see what is the offensive philosophy with Todd Bowles, like what is it? And that's what I say about Matt LaFleur. I'm not saying Matt and Todd can't coach, but it's like some guys are coordinators. And when you're the head coach, you have to create the identity. When you're a coordinator, you don't. That was the Todd Bowles knock. He knew defense, but is he a head coach? He knows defense. Matt LaFleur knows offense, but I got 3 or 4 years now. What is Green Bay's identity? Aaron Rodgers is talented. Aaron Jones is talented. That's not an identity. I don't think Green Bay has one. Their defense, 5 of their top 7 cap hits are defensive guys. What do they do well defensively?
The best quarterbacks in this league, you give them 25 seconds and 2 timeouts, they're getting you in field goal range. Like Josh Allen, Mahomes.
It's Cleveland.
Can you imagine Herbert saying, 25 seconds, 2 timeouts, let's just forget it. Let's play for overtime. This is crazy. You have Tom Brady.
and you need a win. I mean, seriously, this team is struggling.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
All right, Michigan, Purdue in the Big Ten Championship. But Joel Klatt was calling the Michigan-Ohio State game most watched regular season college football game ever on Fox. 17 million viewers. At one point, there was 20 million people watching. I was one of them. And I got to say, shame on me for doubting Harbaugh, because they have a total identity now. And I sat when that game ended, I thought, oh my, they are built now. Yeah. They're built to beat Ohio State. They go right at their issue. Were you shocked, though, that J.J. McCarthy suddenly became Mahomes? They didn't throw the ball downfield all year. I was shocked by that. Were you?
Well, this is what the Michigan faithful have been dreaming about ever since he signed his letter of intent, Colin, yeah. Is that they would finally have a quarterback that could go out there and in the event that they weren't winning the line of scrimmage and in the event that they couldn't just beat people up front on the offensive line, that they would yeah. have a quarterback that could rise above the X's and O's and keep them in a game, yeah. specifically with Ohio State. And that's what he did, because that Ohio State defense was playing pretty well in the first half outside of the big plays. Now, the big plays were due to the fact that Ohio State was hell or high water going to stop the run. And yeah. so they were committing all their resources down low to make sure that they were stopping that run early. And because of that, you know, a missed tackle here or there, or a misplayed route by a safety, and it's a huge play. But I got to tell you, JJ played great. He ran the ball great. And then eventually that physical nature of the offensive line for Michigan just took over. And yeah. really quickly on how Jim Harbaugh built this, Colin, think about this from an arc perspective. He was toying with the RPO spread offense for a while after they lost to the Buckeyes in 2018. And really, the COVID year happens, everything bottoms out for Michigan, and you yeah. know what he did? He went back to his family roots. His roots offensively and his brother's roots defensively. Hard edges, good run stopping, run the ball with extra gaps. And he built basically the Harbaugh football family football team. Right. And that's a team that can compete with Ohio State because they're better at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
And that was proven again in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and McCarthy's back. The game moves to Ann Arbor. They have a clearer identity now than Ohio State does. They'll have to find another quarterback, which I'm sure Ohio State will. But what a day for Michigan. Now, I will say this. Right now, your championship weekend, you have Georgia 1, Michigan 2, TCU 3, USC 4. That's what I have. You have Ohio State against Bama. Here's my takeaway on this. I'll let you lose, especially on the road, the final play of the game to good bowl teams. You get smoked at home by 20. You're kind of out for me. I mean, even if USC lost.
Yeah, I mean, that's short-sighted. I don't expect anything else from you. I can explain. I can educate you on this if you'd like.
Sure, go ahead.
Let me explain. And I'm hearing this argument a lot. And listen, I get it, right? On the surface, you might be right. But when you dig just even a little bit deeper, you know, a fingernail scratch deeper, than what you just said, here's what you'll see, is that Ohio State was 11-0, and they were the only team in the country to win every single game by double digits. Meanwhile, Alabama, which is not what Alabama has been over the last few years, had played 5-1 possession games thus far this season. They were 3-2 in those games, and in a couple of games that they actually won in one possession affairs, they were just barely able to eke out victories against somewhat average teams, specifically Texas A&M. So you can argue that they really should be more of a three-loss team. Now, they're not, so I'm not going to just give them a loss that they didn't take. But Ohio State was never in that position. Then you dig just a little bit deeper than that, and you'll see that Ohio State has a far better win on their resume than any win that Alabama has. The win against Penn State on the road at Penn State is far better than any win that Alabama has. In fact, Alabama's best win right now, according to the AP poll, is against number 21 Texas. In a game in which Texas outplays them, loses their quarterback, and Bryce Young has to be Superman to win, kind of. So, like, this is not really an argument. The resume clearly favors Ohio State. They have one loss versus the two for Alabama, and if it came down to that argument, it would clearly go the Buckeyes' way.
Yeah, that was a pretty good argument there. You didn't have to be so mean about it, but I guess that's okay. Hey, so before the weekend, I am willing to adjust. I never understand the criticism of me. It's like calling you flip-flop. Well, so does a pilot. If there's thunderstorms ahead, he you know, you swerve the airliner so you don't fly into a lightning storm. Right?
I'm with you on this. And by the way, there are games. Like, well, we see games. We should adjust. You can't just have one opinion and let it rule the day forever. There are games that adjust our opinion. That's actually what's supposed to happen. So I'm with you on that.
All year long, I thought USC can kind of play with anybody, but not Georgia. And then I watched Georgia, and I'm like, I think they can. I think USC can play. I don't know if they can beat Michigan. I don't know if they can beat Georgia. But I watched them, Joe. They've gotten better every week. They're better defensively. Gentry's back, their best defensive player. They're wildly important. The minute Eric Gentry plays, USC's defense is significantly better. I think Georgia's beatable. I don't think there's a great team, I guess, is my takeaway. Your thoughts?
No, I actually agree with you. And I think that we had this discussion at one point before on the program. I think that we have failed to realize that the national championship is handed out on a curve. Right? It's not handed out on a historical basis. So you just have to be the best team this year. And the truth of the matter is that we don't have a team this year in college football that is near what we've seen over the last four champions, let's call it, right? Going back to the Lawrence Clemson teams, Burrow from LSU, the COVID Alabama team that was incredible with all those offensive players winning national awards, last year's Georgia team, six defensive draft picks, right? We don't have that team. Georgia's not even as good as they were a year ago. So I think a number of teams in any given day can beat any other team in the country. I don't think we have a runaway favorite. You could, I guess, say Georgia. They're the defending champion. No one's beaten them. They're the best record in college football over the last 26 games. But guess who's the second best record in college football overall in the last 26 games? Michigan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watch out for Michigan. They're 24-2 over their last 26 games. And now all of a sudden, Colin, they have a secondary pitch. And I'll get to USC in a moment, but think of Michigan for a moment. Georgia took them away and out of their game of just beating you up front, and they didn't have a secondary pitch. They didn't have a quarterback that could go above the X's and O's and create plays to keep them in the game. Guess what we saw on Saturday? A quarterback do that. And so now all of a sudden, doesn't Michigan at least match up more favorably against a team like Georgia?
Yeah.
And to your point about USC, they really have gotten so much better, in particular over the last month of the season, and specifically because of number 13.
Yeah.
Colin, my goodness, this guy's playing at a level that I haven't seen, and I don't think that any of the Lincoln Riley quarterbacks have ever played to this level under him. And that goes for the Heisman Trophy winners like Baker, even in his senior year, or Kyler in that great year. The level of confidence and playmaking ability that Caleb Williams is playing with right now is astounding. And because of that, I wouldn't want to play USC at all.
Yeah.
Even if I felt like I had a great team, it's like, well, we still got to go stop that guy. And that guy is the best player in America.
Oh, no. I mean, Ohio State and Georgia, I get Caleb with that secondary of Ohio State, I get Caleb against Stetson Bennett. Like, I don't know. I think they can go toe-to-toe with them. I'll say this. Shame on me again. I had Michigan number one all year. And then the running back gets hurt, and I thought, oh, they're going to play from behind. They don't throw the ball. I think Michigan's the best team in the country I've seen. I think Michigan.
They might be. Yeah. I mean, and I give the benefit of the doubt to Georgia because of what they did a year ago. But, Colin, I think you might be right. Especially once McCarthy creates those big plays, now, like, even if Ohio State rematched with Michigan, it's like, well, what's the game plan?
Yeah. I don't know. It's Georgia, Michigan to me. I'd want to see. I mean, seriously, I don't know. It's a game time decision. J Mac, go look at the numbers up. He's rolling his eyes at this. Okay, one more thing.
I think Ohio State Vegas would put him as like a 2-point favorite if they rematched. I think Georgia would probably be a 5-point favorite. J Mac, you could correct me if I'm wrong. But let me just tell you really quickly. There's a lot of quote unquote heat on Ryan Day.
Yeah.
But can't we just acknowledge, and I think you would acknowledge this with me, that Jim has just built Michigan to a point where they're on equal footing now and maybe a little ahead of Ohio State, in particular at the line of scrimmage. I don't think Ohio State is bad.
No.
Heck, they're 21-2 in their last 23 games, the only two losses to Michigan.
Yeah.
So Ryan Day doesn't have a program problem. He has a Michigan problem.
Right.
And part of that is born from the fact that Jim Harbaugh has made Michigan an elite college football program, and people just don't want to actually acknowledge that, but it's true.
Yeah, sometimes you need a tweak, and I didn't think it was a great day at the office for Ryan Day, but everybody gets one bad day at the office. I've never had one, but I've heard people who have, and so I'm going to defend them right here. Okay, finally, I got a minute left.
Okay.
Best coach nobody talks about. He'll probably never leave. I covered him as a player. What Jonathan Smith, the former quarterback's doing at Oregon State, they have NFL. Yep. They don't throw the ball effectively. That they had USC done. That's the only team all year I thought played USC, and you could argue they outcoached them. I think that guy is. I don't think he'll ever leave Oregon State, but man, is that guy a coach?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. He fits there, obviously. You know, having played there. And Colin, I'll just say this: if you were to ask me what coach does more with less than anybody in the country, it would be easy to say Kyle Whittingham, but the actual correct answer is Jonathan Smith at Oregon State. I think he is one of the best coaches in all of college football, and nobody knows about him, right? Because he's in Corvallis, Oregon. But that performance against the Ducks was outstanding, and they did it, by the way, largely how Michigan did it to Ohio State, with just really good offensive and defensive line play.
Yeah. He develops players. They got NFL corners and O-linemen that are going to play on Sunday. All right, Joel Klatt, great seeing you. Thanks for stopping by on a Monday, buddy.
You too, bud.
Boot the losing team, go with a winner. Switch to Consumer Cellular for talk, text, and data. $20, that's it. ConsumerCellular.com/TheHerd, promo code TheHerd. Yeah, Ryan Day didn't have a good day at the office. It happens. You know what I mean? Some days you get out. I've watched Nick Saban get out-coached. Nick Saban's lost to Auburn on days, and you kind of came out of it and went, did Gus Malzahn get the best? The best coach does not always win. It's okay. Like I'm not saying Ryan Day is better than Harbaugh, but I'm saying it's okay for a coach. Sean Payton has sat here on this couch and told me he's gone in. I don't know if he said it on the air or off. Sean and I talk a lot off the air that he's had like days. You're like, our schemes, it's a bad scheme. Yeah. He talked about that years ago, went up to Seattle, and he knew Pete Carroll had a better scheme, and you're like, we flew a long way, and we got no shot. Ryan Day didn't have a good day. It's okay.
Hey, one quick thing about Klatt. I know he's saying that Ohio State has that win over Penn State, which is better than anything Alabama has. That's not what the numbers say. The numbers say Penn State's not good. They haven't beaten anyone this season.
By the way.
And Texas, according to the advanced stats, is a better football team, despite being 8-4, than Penn State.
I saw Michigan play Penn State. At one point, Michigan had 18 first downs. Penn State had one.
That was a bloodbath.
Oh, it should have been 70-7. Yeah. Michigan's good, man.
They
are really, really special. I couldn't believe J.J. McCarthy. All right. It's the Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. ProPlanSport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.